When working with attracting success and abundance, we always need to address old traumas, because traumas and events in our lives do lock into place cellular memories. So we need to discuss and talk about, and you need to write about it and think about it, what was done in your family around money, what was said in your family or society or group of peers around money. How did you learn traumatic events about money or financial success? So maybe it was just messages again that you were given, but usually there are particular events, and we call them traumas with a little t or a big t, events that create this subconscious programming. So I had a client who said her parents fought about money night and day. Whenever they were together, they always gravitated towards fighting about money. So she learned that money was just a hassle and trouble and a problem, and she didn't want to have anything to do with it. So it was many, many little mini traumas because the fighting was so unpleasant. And she started to associate unrest and discomfort and negative feelings around money because it's all her parents fought about. If they had fought about health, maybe that would have happened to her as well. So there's an example of a trauma with a little t, lots of fights about it, lots was being said about money. You know, the father would say to the mother, "You don't know how to take care of money." She would say, "You don't earn enough." And they would just be at each other's throats. So this client of mine said, "I basically made a contract or a vow back then never to want to deal with money." Well, of course, that entered her programming. She made a vow. She had this energetic pattern around money that it was just trouble. So see if you can identify something that was said about money, about a wealthy person, or something that was done around money. Was there a huge fight in your family around money? Any talk about bankruptcy and what that means? Did somebody's business go under? You know, what did you learn about money at the dinner table with your family? What did you hear about it? It's very, very important. And you probably, most people have dozens of these, but we can work on just a few of them and make dramatic changes. So what I'm going to say in my wording is old traumas and programming about money and abundance. And you can just think of the topic or the problem or the conflict that you had about money or that you learned about money while I'm saying the word trauma. And it's fine, it will get folded into that. So here's the sentence: I have old traumas and programming that have been blocking my allowing abundance. How does that feel to you? Do you feel it in your bones? Do you know it to be true? See if you can measure that. Does that feel true? Do you get a charge on that? And see if you can measure it. Ooh, yes, that really feels true. That's about an 8 on the 0 to 10 point scale. Karate chop point. Even though I have many old traumas that created programming around money, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though my subconscious mind remembers many old traumas around money, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though my subconscious mind has so many traumas around money and finances, I choose to release them now. Eyebrow. These old traumas and chaos around money. Side of the eye, they got programmed into my subconscious mind. Under the eye, I learned that money causes problems. Under the nose, no wonder I keep sabotaging my success. Chin point, no wonder I have this programming around abundance in my life. Collarbone, I choose to change the programming now. Under the arm, it's true that I learned money was a problem. Top of the head, but it doesn't have to be. Eyebrow. All these cellular memories around money. Side of the eye. Those traumas and events taught me to be careful. Under the eye. Those traumas and events around money taught me to reject it. Under the nose. I don't want to have anything to do with money. Chin. No wonder I keep sabotaging my success. Collarbone. I learned that money is a problem. Under the arm. That's what my subconscious programming has been telling me. Top of the head. And I feel better already as I release it now. Take a deep breath. And that often feels really good to people, just to acknowledge there must have been trouble and fighting, even if you don't remember it consciously at your age now. It is highly likely that somebody in your family talked about money, success, business, or abundance with a negative attitude, or you witnessed something, an event, around money that was very troubling to you. So this is a very valuable tapping sequence to keep releasing and clearing your cellular memories from any conflict around money. Because remember, conflict equals restriction, tightness, tension, and when you have those feelings, you're in resistance. And remember what I said right in the beginning, there are two things we need to do if we want to attract financial abundance. We need to lower our resistance and raise our vibration. And what we're doing here is releasing the resistance that's really been trapped in our energy. Let's do another one on this exact topic. Go to the karate chop point again. Even though I have many old traumas around money, and I know those programs are still running back there, I choose to allow financial abundance into my life now. Even though I have many old traumas and programming about money in my life, I choose to allow successful programming and financial abundance in. Even though there were many old traumas and events around money, I feel better knowing I can allow success and abundance back into my life. Eyebrow. I haven't been able to change these old programs until now. Side of the eye. I didn't even know they were running. Under the eye. My energy feels so much better. Under the nose. I think it's true that those programs have been running my life. Chin. These old programs around money from all the trauma I witnessed. Collarbone. All the traumas I heard about money and success. Under the arm. They were formed into subconscious programs. Top of the head. And I believed them year after year. Eyebrow. I feel ready now to transform those old programs into positive expectations. Side of the eye. I feel ready now to transform those negative programs into positive expectations. Under the eye. It's the truth that I have some old traumas around money. Under the nose, and it's the truth that I'm able to change them now. Chin. I am releasing and clearing all the old traumas. Collarbone. I love feeling lighter already. Under the arm, it feels so much safer to attract success and abundance now. Top of the head. I can allow success and abundance to be easy now. Eyebrow. I'm clearing out those old programs. Side of the eye. It feels better and better in my whole body and mind. Under the eye, my vibration is so different. Under the nose, I think I understand prosperity consciousness. Chin, I feel so much relief. Collarbone, I feel so much relief about prosperity and scarcity. Under the arm, I'm leaving the scarcity behind. Top of the head, it didn't do me any good. And I love feeling free to attract abundance into my life now. Good, take a deep breath. And if you need to, go back and think of one of those old traumas, what was done, what was said. Hopefully the charge is considerably reduced. And more importantly, I hope you are continuing to feel lighter, in congruence, in alignment with what you want, as we are wiping out these old programs. We are letting them go gently and kindly, and we're acknowledging that they were there for a reason, but we don't need them anymore. But at some point, our mind thought we did need them to learn and to protect ourselves. But now it can be safe and easy to attract as much abundance and to feel deserving of as much abundance as you could possibly even imagine in your life in every area.